Classic Hits KDUZ. Good morning and welcome here to the smorgasbord. We got Val McIntoon with us from the Hutchinson Chamber. Good morning, Val.
Good morning.
Now, we're recording this when it's nice. It's not going to be so nice today and for the week. One of those days to stay in, I guess.
I know. I want it to feel more like spring because there's so many spring things coming up that it's just time. I'm ready.
That is true here. And you can get out, you can get outside or be inside and volunteer a lot of different places here because, you know, we have, we talked a little bit about it last time on our program, was this Volunteer Hutchinson program. So maybe tell us about that.
Absolutely. So Volunteer Hutch, it's the third annual event. We are hosting this event on April 22nd. From 4 to 6 p.m. at Arts Place in downtown Hutchinson. And basically, it's a way to bring together volunteers and local nonprofits so that they can meet each other, network, and you can really just learn more about the community you're living in and what the needs are. So we have nonprofits from everything from historical groups to arts groups to, you know, different service-based organizations. We even have a few of our assisted living facilities that would just love some people to come in and either do crafts or make cards or just connect with people in their community.
Now it's called Volunteer Hutchinson, but correct me if I'm wrong here. If you're listening in Glencoe or Broughton or Dassel, or I mean, you're more than welcome to come to this program, correct?
Absolutely. This isn't just for Hutchinson people. It's actually during the week of National Volunteer Week. So if you're looking at this across our region, Glencoe is also hosting an activity on the 24th. So there's multiple ways to get involved wherever you consider your community. But this is just a really good representation of about 22 nonprofits in our area that make a huge impact. So
anything you want to preview, any groups that you know are going to be there that you can tell the folks about?
Definitely. So I personally am a member of Riversong and Historic Hutchinson, so they will be there. And both of those groups we look at as a great opportunity. You look at Riversong Music Festival. On one hand, it takes over 200 people that weekend to run that festival. Whereas Historic Hutchinson's more of a project-based group, but we're always looking for just, whether you want to be on a board or you want to help out one day, all of these groups have something for everybody to get involved. And then really just kind of instead of the intimidating decision to go to a meeting and just sit there before you've decided which volunteer organizations you want to be a part of, this is a great way to almost like speed date them and just see, you know, who you kind of click with.
Yeah. And I'm glad you meant, because sometimes when you say, well, okay, well, I'm going to go volunteer for group ABC, you know, you think, okay, well, this is going to be a 2-year commitment and I'm going to be doing 100 hours. But it doesn't have to be. If you've got 2 hours in the month of April, they would probably take that. There is a group that would take that, I would guess.
Absolutely. I think just about every one of them would have something in that capacity. And at the end of the day, these are people you're donating your time and you're spending with. So you want to be able to all click together, have a great time. Mm-hmm. I think it's just as important to get something out of volunteering as you put in.
And you might find a group you didn't know about too.
Absolutely. There are quite a few new that are really trying to get their name out there and just trying to talk a little bit more about their impact in the community, which I think is huge. And this is just a great opportunity to learn about that.
Give us the details again.
Okay. So April 22nd, 4 to 6 p.m. We're doing it at Arts Place at 35 First Avenue Southwest in Hutchinson. You can check this all out on our website. Or if you have any questions, feel free to just reach out to info@explorehutchinson.com. We're currently full on nonprofits, so we're not able to take any more at this time. But if you're interested in getting on the waiting list for next year, let us know and we'd be happy to add you to that.
We got more with Val coming up. Stay tuned here on KDUZ.
You're listening to a member of the Ingstad Minnesota Radio Network, KDUZ Hutchinson.
Classic Hits KDUZ, back with Val McIntoon from the Hutch Chamber. This segment brought to you by Waste Management. And coming up, you know, we're doing this here, you know, first day of April, so it's a little ways away yet. So folks got time to plan. But in May, you have a Public Arts Week.
Yes,
tell us about that.
So this will be the first annual Public Arts Week. It's going to be a 3-day celebration of creativity, culture, and community. So we are looking at featuring a diverse range of events, everything from experiences to activities. We're going to have interactive art opportunities. And then I think most of all, just kind of showcasing the unique gems of art that we have within our community and just sharing that and celebrating it.
And art can be a lot of different things.
Absolutely.
I mean, it can be painting, it could be sculpting, it could be, I mean, I do photography. That's art. There's different things. So I guess, and you can maybe tell us about some of the programs here, it's a wide range of art that you're celebrating that week.
Absolutely. And you don't necessarily need to consider yourself an artist to participate. One of the projects that we're looking at doing is a community mural project. So over at the Hutchinson Center for the Arts, we're going to create, you know, those postcards that are like, welcome to Austin or welcome to, you know, wherever.
Sure.
We're doing our version of Hutchinson, and it's going to be over next to the farmer's market. So everyone in our community gets a chance to kind of put their fingerprints in the paint and help contribute to that project. But we're also going to be kicking off all of our mural walks and sculpture strolls. We have new downtown strolls that people can participate in. And then a few of our partner organizations through the Hutchinson Center for the Arts are going to be doing free performances around town. So look at like improv. That's a really great example of something maybe you wouldn't have considered art, but 100%. It's the acting and it's the quick-wittedness and the humor. We're also going to have a few of the area choirs participating and just a multitude of other things.
And to me, in the last, I'll say 5 years-ish, I'm not sure on exact timeline, but in the last 5 years, Hutch has kind of really stepped up in the arts and done a lot of different things and made this maybe more an artsy community, a community people want to go to for that.
Absolutely. It's definitely turned into a destination and a hub of these, I say, arts and cultural experiences. We have a rich cultural heritage here in Hutchinson, and I think it's represented in, you know, even look at our murals. We have some really interesting dairy themed and agriculture themed murals, and they're beautiful, and they showcase, you know, the people that live in this community and just what they're passionate about. So yeah, I feel like it's definitely a time to flourish and then just celebrate it, because we've really come a long way and really done a ton, which I just want to share with everybody else.
And I would guess the schedule, when available, will be on your website?
Definitely. We'll have that on the website. We're going to be partnering with the Center for the Arts to get the word about this out and about to the community. So this is kind of like where you heard it first. So definitely save the dates, May 29th through the 31st, and stay tuned for all of our partners, which our restaurants, retail shops, you know, different organizations. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot of participation from the community in this event.
And this kind of kicks off the summertime. I mean, there's a lot of events usually.
Absolutely.
And that kind of, this is going to kick off into your schedule of the summertime and what you guys have then too.
Definitely. Yeah, we are really excited. We are putting together something we're calling our Hometown Highlights of Hutchinson, where we've identified 12 events to make your summer in Hutchinson. So we're talking June to first week in September, because I feel like usually at that point, that's when we kind of flip with the weather and then we start going into the fall. But each of these events have over 1,500 people coming into town at a minimum to attend. And it's just fun to remember all the amazing things that we have to do here in Hutchinson during the summer.
And that will also, again, when ready, be on the website?
Definitely. Yep. We'll start getting you to save your dates here pretty soon. But yes, all this information is available on explorehutchinson.com, and we're continuing to update with all the different things going on. So if you have a festival out there and you think that we could be promoting it for you, let us know. You know, that's how we find out, is through the community. So definitely share that information, and we're happy to share it along again.
And either give you a call or stop down, better yet, probably stop down to Main
Absolutely.
Street and take a gander into your office.
Doors always open, 10 to 4. We actually just got ourselves a brand new gorgeous mural in there. So come check that out. Say hi to the chamber team. And yeah, always doors open. And we're just excited to hear about anything going on in Hutchinson.
Sounds good, Val. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, thank you.
Val McIntoon, Hutchinson Chamber, here on KDUZ.